Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Jyoti flies across the world to see her family in India. But India is so different from home, and Jyoti is lonely.
That is local author Rajini Laraka of Concord reading from her children's book, All Go and Come Back. Doctor, mother, author, Indian-American woman, Laraka has many identities, and she uses her own experiences to help kids and young adolescents find their own sense of who they are and belonging. Rajini Laraka joins us now here in Studio 2. Rajini, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tiziana. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you, and I enjoyed reading your books. I want to ask you, all those identities, who are you first and foremost?
Wow. I'm a human being. I think that's the most important thing. I think that I grew up wondering what I was really, whether I was Indian or American, and feeling like I had to choose, or feeling like maybe there was no place in the world where I really belonged. Then I grew up and wanted to go into medicine, but also loved reading and writing. Ended up majoring in government in college, even though
because
I was
of course.
Because, of course, because I needed to, I figured it was the only time I was going to get to study that before I went to medical school. Then went to medical school, got married, became a mother, and kind of came back to writing after many years of being a doctor. And so, yeah, none of us is one thing. And that's what I want to tell children, is that we all have multiple identities and we don't have to choose between them. We can be all of those things.
You know, we heard a little bit from I'll Come and Go right there at the top. We'll come back to that one. It's more recent than the one I want to talk about now, but I'm holding Red, White, and Whole, which is a middle grade book. I have become such a huge fan of middle grade books when we do them here on the show, because they just speak to the heart of kids at such a formative time. And it feels, Rajini, like you took all that, all the things, and found a way in this story to put them all together. So there's an element of medicine, and there's an element of girlhood, and there's elements of striding two worlds. So tell us a little bit about Raya, the main character.
Yes. So Red, White, and Whole is set in 1983, and it's about a 13-year-old girl named Reha who feels torn between the worlds of her Indian immigrant parents and their community and her friends in school who are mainly white.
And you and I may have both been 13 in 1983.
Yay! So it was a good time to be a teenager.
There is no time that is a good time to be a teenager.
So, you know, like most teenagers, Reha just wants to wear cool clothes, listen to awesome music, and go to a middle school dance. But her parents, and especially her mother, whom she calls Amma, they feel like she has better things to do with her time. So Reha is struggling with this when her mother is diagnosed with a kind of blood cancer called leukemia, and Reha's world is turned upside down. And she feels that if she could just be the perfect daughter, the daughter that her parents want her to be, that she can somehow save her mother's life.
And when I see her say that or think that the first time in the book, and I'm like, oh, no, sweetie, no, no, you know, you can't. But before we do that, let's actually have you read this little bit. This is from the section called The Treatment. And I want to point out for listeners, this book is in verse.
Yes.
And so you're going to read a little bit there for us.
The Treatment. We finally find out what Amma has. Acute myeloid leukemia. Acute, because it happened very recently. Myeloid, for the type of white blood cell that's growing abnormally. Leukemia, because the abnormal blood cells have spilled into the blood. To treat it, Dr. Andrews will give Amma a medicine called chemotherapy. Chemo means chemicals. Therapy means treatment.
And in that section, Rajini, and we're speaking with local author Rajini Laraka from Concord, we really get this intersection of all of your identities, because that is how I imagine a doctor would explain something so hard to a kid who shouldn't have to get that news but does. And you've said in other interviews that there's something autobiographical about Reha for you. So what does it mean to bring all—and your mom, right? In fact, I think our kids are very close in age. What does it mean to bring all of those pieces together in a story? And who are you talking to? Who do you want to absorb this book?
Yeah. I'm talking to anybody who's ever had to deal with difficult news and has struggled to understand it, which is pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
So when I was a teenager, my mom didn't have cancer, but she was injured in a car accident. And I already knew that I wanted to go into medicine. But my mom had a traumatic brain injury and was in the hospital for weeks. And when that happened, I couldn't walk into a hospital without feeling sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. Just the smell of it, it was so visceral to me. And I really had to second guess whether I wanted to go into medicine, because I was like, if I can't even walk into a hospital, what am I doing thinking about going to be a doctor? Now, obviously, that is something that I got through. And, you know, in order to write this book, I channeled that experience of being a child who was interested in science and interested in medicine specifically, who had to deal with being the loved one of somebody going through a terrible medical experience. And so I tried to use my medical knowledge, but to pare it down so that a child or somebody who is not medical, even an adult who wasn't medical, could understand what exactly was going on. And Reha struggles with the same thing that I struggled with. Now, obviously, in my life, I figured it out. I got through it, and I ended up going into medicine, and I love being a doctor. But I wanted to freeze that moment where Reha is not sure what she wants to do.
Because she thinks she wants to be a doctor, but she gets sick at the sight of blood.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I did wonder, okay, so obviously she's not real, but does she ever get over it? Does she become a doctor?
Oh, you know, I get questions like this all the time. I don't know. For me, Reha is frozen at the end of this book. But I hope so. I hope so. I do not faint at the sight of blood like Reha does, but that was very interesting. When I was writing that part of the book, I felt like Reha was over my shoulder saying, by the way, I faint at the sight of blood. Mm. And I was like, oh, really?
Good to know.
That's going to be hard, kid.
All right. So I want to point out, we're talking with Concord author Rajini LaRocca. We've been talking about the book Red, White, and Whole from 2021. It's a middle grade book, but you also write, I would say, sort of more firmly children's books. We heard a little bit from your book, I'll Go and Come Back, at the top. I don't have that one here, but I have read it. And I want to come back to that one because here's what struck me. Well, tell people what it's about to start.
I'll Go and Come Back is a story about a little girl named Jyoti who goes to visit her extended family in India and feels lonely and homesick. But then her grandmother, whom she calls Patti, makes her feel at home through stories and food and shopping. And then in the second half of the book, the grandmother goes to visit Jyoti in the United States, and she feels lonely and homesick, and the little girl helps her grandmother. And the title is from a Tamil phrase, so we do not say goodbye. In Tamil, we say poitu varen, which means I'll go and come back. So there's always this promise of return.
So what struck me about it, reading it alongside another one of your books called Where Three Oceans Meet, is there's a wonderful love of intergenerational relationships, really among women and families, the grandmother, the mother, the daughter. And, you know, when I was little, I lived in an apartment, and my grandmother had an apartment in our house, and I lived in her apartment inside the house. I had that experience. And there is something magical for a little girl about having all those generations. Did you have that?
So, you know, traditionally, my family, there are multiple generations living together. But because my parents immigrated to the U.S., we were the only ones in the U.S. for a very long time. So to visit my grandmother, who was my only living grandparent for most of my life, we had to go all the way to India. And but I had cousins who lived with her. I had, you know, aunts and uncles and all kinds of people who were in India. So when we went to visit, we got a lot of bang for our buck. We saw a lot of people. Those times with my grandmother were so precious. And I think one of the things that was just an amazing experience for me was recognizing and understanding that my grandmother was a person. Like, she wasn't just my grandmother. She had had a whole life before I came along. And listening to her tell stories about that was incredible to me. So that is a thread that runs through many of my books, is intergenerational love, and especially mother to daughter to grandmother.
So there's a lot of cultural depth to your books. Are you writing for an Indian American audience? Are you writing for a broader audience? How are you thinking about that?
I hope that I'm writing for anybody who loves stories. But I will say that growing up as an Indian American in the U.S., I never read a book where I felt myself reflected in the story, not in the U.S. and not in India, because those stories were about Indian people in India. And I didn't read a book like that until I was an adult. And when I did, it was world-changing for me. That was Jhumpa Lahiri's The Namesake.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I understand what it means to see yourself specifically reflected in a book. But also, as somebody who grew up in the U.S. and who loved all kinds of stories about all kinds of different people, I also know that the story doesn't have to be about somebody exactly like you in order for you to love it. So I hope that my books are for everyone. But yes, I hope that Indian American kids especially see themselves in these stories.
So some of your books, I'll come and sorry, I'm going to get the last part of it wrong, so bail me out again. I'll go and come back.
Yes.
Bracelets for Bina's Brothers, Where Three Oceans Meet. We've talked about Red, White, and Whole. Just in 20 or 30 seconds, you brought us a couple of books you'd recommend. Give us a couple of titles.
Oh, yes. Okay. So for the immigrant experience, I would recommend Unsettled by Reem Farooqi. It's about a Pakistani-American girl who moves to Georgia. It's also written in verse. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Another book that I absolutely loved is one called Stand Up, Yumi Chung by Jessica Kim. And it is about a Korean-American girl who wants to be a stand-up comic.
Oh.
It's hilarious. It's amazing.
And one more.
And The Ocean Calls by Tina Cho and illustrated by Jess X. Snow. About a Korean girl who wants to be a diver like her grandmother, but she is scared of the ocean.
Fantastic. We'll have all those books on our website at radioboston.org. Rajini LaRocca, author of Red, White, and Whole and other books for children, doctor, writer. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.